Hi there. The word for you today is, don't be afraid. Put God first. In 1 Kings 17 verse 9 we read, I have commanded a widow to provide for you. When a big famine hit Israel, God said to the prophet Elijah, go to the town of Zarephath. I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. This is a great story, and I'd like to point out three things in it. Number one, when the need arises, you'll discover that your provision will be in place. That's what God did for Elijah, because that's how God works. So ask him to tell you where you need to go next and what you need to do. And when he does tell you, don't argue and postpone. Get moving, okay? Number two, the people God uses will often surprise you. Sometimes they're people that, frankly speaking, you would tend to overlook. For example, this penniless widow, according to 1 Kings 17 verse 12, had, quote, only a handful of flour and a little oil. But that's no problem to God. He doesn't need much to start with in order to do something great. All he needs is a willing heart. So here's the question. Why didn't God send Elijah to some wealthy family? Because they didn't need a miracle. She did. When God's work has a need, he looks for somebody with a seed. He stretches their faith, and the result is both the giver and God's work end up blessed. And number three, your bad time is often God's opportune moment. This miracle took place in the middle of an economic depression. What seems like the worst possible time to you is when God loves to move. This woman was only one meal away from death. It doesn't get much worse than that. Listen to what the Bible says. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. She and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry. The key to her miracle is found in Elijah's words, do not fear, make me a small cake from it first. So the word for you today is, don't be afraid. Put God first, and he will meet your need.